Hey, baby, what's good with y'all? Look, don't even trip. It's your boy, King Dame. Actually, I'm going to change my name up. I think I might drop the King. It's Dame Romaine. How y'all doing? I'm gonna rock that for a minute and see how that go. But I'm going to start this over again since I just did that right away. Hey, baby, what's good with y'all? It's your boy, Dame Romaine. Welcome to the podcast, Dark Skin and Handsome. Hashtag, throw on talk the podcast about any and everything because I'll be talking because I got lips most of the time, man. I ain't back with another one. I told y'all every week, even though I'm late as hell on this one. My bad. I've just been, man, I'm about to get it. I'm about to just, hold on, let me grab my coins right quick. Tell me why, man. I'm sitting here trying to help my little cousin with his homework, algebra. Since Miss Mama out of town and shit, usually she would have been had this done by the time I came off from work. She ain't South America, must be nice. I'll be there soon, hopefully. But anyways, now I'm sitting here trying to do this algebra. I'm thinking like, damn, it's been a minute since I did this, like 15 years. I've been out of school for 13, so I'm like, I don't remember none of that. The only job I had, I ain't had to do no algebra, so this is like, put that in the back. But I mean, I do remember it. You give me a little example, then it's like, yeah, okay, it's coming back to me now. But hey, I'm trying to figure this out. It's crazy. I'm over here high as hell. I want to do this podcast because I gotta get back in my element and shit. I ain't been high on my last couple episodes and shit. But anyways, I got High Chronicles coming out on my YouTube, Dame Romaine. Check that out. It's going to link in a bio, probably. Yes, it will be. But I got some High Chronicles. I got a story I told on there and everything. Good story. Check that out. Post it. Link in a bio. Check that out for real. But, man, it's like, hey, I'm almost close to hit my goal this year. Just know that, y'all. I'm almost close. Like, damn, I should have recorded this one so y'all can see how close I am. I like how Portland beating Houston. You know, I'm kind of rocking with Houston since Westbrook on the squad. But Melo, my number one. I'm rocking with Melo wherever he's going. So it's like, shit. I want to see Melo win. I want to see them get in the playoffs and get back to the finals. But, yeah. Damn, I don't even know what I was talking about. I know I said my High Chronicles. See, I'm high. I told y'all. Shit, I ain't been up to, my goal. I'm almost close to my goal. Then an unexpected little turn of event happened for me. Then good lucks. And happened there. Did that. Moved it. It's like, my credit about to be clear some of this shit. I'm working on my shit. Like, I'm trying to get my shit all the way together. I'm trying to tell y'all, since I done turned the dirty 30th. I ain't been up. It's been like, damn, motherfucker, bullshit in your 20s, I guess, and shit, or get it together if you know better. But shit, I'm bullshitted, for real. I started too late. I'm late bloomer. But shit, I'm getting it straight. That's a good block. But yeah, I'm close, pretty close, and I'm excited and happy for myself. But anything, that's part of one of them new adventures and new experience and shit. New money. So, on to bigger and better things. Coming soon. I'm going on more adventures. Coming soon. But, yes, I will review. I'm going to talk about it. Y'all already gonna know and stuff. But, I'm seeing her being great one day, being like I'll be and shit. But tell me why I'm on Twitter. I'm be on Twitter all the time and shit. Probably because I got a lot of porn on there. I need to calm down with that shit for real. Like, I'm starting to become more of an animal. But anyway, actually, this wasn't even on Twitter. It was on the news. I'm sitting here watching the news one day. They got a little story talking about how some kids in Milwaukee was throwing snowballs at passing cars. Like some kids do and shit. Fuck it. It's just snowball anyways in snow time and you take off running. I guess they did it. Driver turned around, got the shooting. Like, oh, shit, get down. Hit two kids. had two kids. Like, even though, like, they said the kids got shot, I mean, it's funny because the simple fact that the nigga just said, fuck that snowball shit, yeah, I'm about to just start shooting and shit. Maybe he thought somebody was shooting at him and shit. So, the fence was like, to get out and start shooting, but, like, damn, you got to throw that snowball hard as hell for you think a nigga was shooting at nigga and shit. Or he probably was already on that mood and shit, so... He thought it was that time. It was time to go, but now they didn't catch him at the time. I don't know if they did or not, but that's low-key kind of funny to me, even though some kids got shot. But that's what they little badasses get, though. And if you get caught, you wrong, then. But if you don't get caught, then you good. Shit, that's how, I don't know how it would that be, but don't get caught. It's a motto and shit. Damn, a new Terminator coming out on DVD. Do anybody even buy any DVDs anymore? Shit, I would if I have all these motherfucking table channels and shit, but still watch them on PlayStation 3, but I guess I upgraded a little bit and shit. I seen Australia order more than 2,000 pounds of veggies for the wildebeest after the fire. Because all that motherfucking food was burnt up from that fire, killing over a half a billion. Yeah, that's a lot of motherfucking animals to be killed. That's too many. Yeah, I don't even know how that fire started, but, like, shit be bad like that fire to do something like that. Like, shit deep. That's deep as hell. Damn, I think Michigan State gonna take it this year. College basketball, I can show that commercial. I think Michigan State gonna take it. I low key want Michigan. Cause you're on Howard 5'5". But either way, shit, cause y'all rock with both, even though I'm more Michigan State, so it's just like, I just like Michigan State basketball team. Portland better keep playing hard, because Houston to come back with 10 minutes left. Get James Harden started and shit. You know, he get them 3-point, 4-point plays down there every trip down the line or down the court. Yeah, and they only up 14, too. That's an easy little comeback for James Harden to win by 14, bet. But that WNBA finally about to get a little bread, about to get some more money. Ain't about time. Shit, I ain't know they had to share rooms on the road, like, damn, y'all grown ladies and shit, y'all gotta share. I mean, it's probably cool for team bonding just to get to know each other, but hell nah, y'all grown. They do that in college though, don't they? But I don't know if it shouldn't be like that in the professionals, man, especially WNBA. I feel like they bigger than what motherfuckers say they think I might be and shit. Maybe I think, I don't know. But I feel like they big than what. I don't know. I used to rock with the WNBA when Detroit had the Shocks. We won like two championships, and the Pistons won one. I think we won one the next year before, and it was like Bill Laimbeer was a coach. And he like a GM on some team now and shit. But they actually got a couple of bad NBA players and shit. My boy Candace Parker all day and shit. Scott Diggins. Skylar Diggins. Don't get me started on them tall hoes, boy. Clown them hoes, especially the one from, where's she from? She ain't from Australia. I think she might be from Australia. I don't know her name, but she tall. She ain't get it. Light skin. I clown that motherfucker for sure. For sure, I'm climbing in that. But yeah, they got some more money. They get more money. Damn, I do got them all you keep pancakes. I fucking smashed one day. I think the second or first day they had it started. After I just left the gym, I had like six, I went by myself too. I had like six plates. Got the fuck on because the lady seemed like she was rushing me. So I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and get the fuck on. After I just left the gym, then right there by the house is like a soul food place. I pulled up right there because they was open. It's rare you got to catch them when they open. But a few times they've been disappointing me and shit. But that time, it was like, it wasn't good. The only reason why it made me stop and shit because I had some catfish a couple of days before. So I'm like, yeah, I got to get some more of that. That bitch was slapping too motherfucking hard. But I knew better this time to get the fries. Or I mean the macaroni because the macaroni been bold the last two times. They can't make macaroni down here. It's all bad. I had one good macaroni since I've been down here. Probably two because I think I ate some at KFC. KFC, I like that macaroni. But, no, you know what? Actually, Applebee's had some good macaroni that one time. No, it was decent. I ain't going to say it was good. It was decent, but it was like some shells. Like, I don't know. It was straight. It was some good shells, I guess. It was like some fat little shells. Or actually, was it? No, actually, it was like some noodles just with some cheese and a little sauce on it. But it was actually all right. But, damn, I forgot what I was talking about. That's the hot shit for real. Damn, I legit forgot. My nigga Melo got that board anyways and shit. Like, fuck how there's ice. I got it. I had like a whole little script I was supposed to follow and shit, but I ain't nowhere near following it because I'm in my high state of mind. It's like a lot of serious shit I was talking about. But, I'll be riding around this motherfucking, around the cities out here because I got to find a house now. Let's go. I got to find a house. That's one of my goals this year, getting a house. So I'm this close to me getting one. So it's like, man, I got to start looking for a place or a city, a place to live at. I'm riding around. Most of these places is old as hell looking still. Like the shit that y'all see in the movies about down south and how it look. It actually looked like it like that down here and shit. But it's like, it's crazy. Like, they towns ain't upgraded yet. It's still like an old and building, old town, old slave looking. Or not slave, but they white people gonna call me a nigga looking city and shit. I went into like one of them old looking towns. Then it's like a train right there in the middle. It's like, I don't low key want to live in an old town like that, but I don't know about no down south looking like that. I don't feel right. Then I was like history to them. It's like, damn, down here at Georgia, they was down here doing the most, the absolute most for no reason. But it's like, I don't know, I went into the store, old man. I thought he was going to be on like some shit like that, but he was cool. Talked to me about the LSU and Clemson's game. I knew Clemson was going to, LSU was going to win that game. I should have put some bread down. I'm slipping. They did. But he ended up talking about the game. And I'm like, yeah, that was a good one and shit. And talking about he won some money. No, he lost his bet. He lost his bet. I'm like, that's hard bet, fam. I'm got to go. I go back to the gym. Went to the gym the other morning. Get to the gym, get done running. So I'm like, I got time to go shoot around before I go to work. Then I hit the showers. I realized, like, motherfucker, I don't even have a towel or soap. I left that shit trying to rush out, hurry up before traffic, sat in traffic for 20 minutes, 40 minutes down there. On a little 20-minute drive. Sick. I had to go get back and go get a towel. And they're going back shooting around. I got a video of me dunking, too. I should have posted it, but I might post it on my Twitter. I think I did post it. No, I might post it on my Twitter and shit. I'm yamming on that bitch off the backboard. Bounce that bitch straight up down the middle. I'm doing all that shit. I ain't lying to y'all. It's on my Twitter. KingDame21. Follow. And yeah, you'll see. But, that nigga Antonio Brown ain't got no real niggas around him. Like, for real. Like, Antonio Brown out here losing his motherfucking mind. Like, what tip is this motherfucker on? Like, for real, he tripping. He too, it's like all these great football players, they be doing some off-the-wall shit. OJ, off-the-wall. The Hernandez motherfucker, off-the-wall. They got a little documentary on Netflix coming out. Or it might be out, my niggas. Y. James said, shout out my boy Y. James. But, I might have to check that out. But yeah, these motherfuckers get buried and start acting funny and shit. Maybe it's the concussions or something with the football and the helmet. They may do better. They can blame that on that. But I don't know. This nigga tripping and shit. Always going live with cousin his baby mama and the cops out and shit. This time he do a bag of dicks at her and shit. I'm like, he wilding like some gummies, though. And be like, fuck the police, fuck white people. No, I am saying fuck white people. Talking about the white people ain't gonna do. Yeah, and just wilding on the live and shit. Y'all probably seen it. But it's like, come on, nah, you can't be doing that. First of all, you a star making millions. You a black man making millions. You know that can disappear in a quick, in a heartbeat. And then it's already your pal league in Florida. They dropped you, don't want to not associate with you no more. Then the money that you donated to the police after you cussed them out or before you cussed them out, they gave back to you like, nah, fam, we good on that. We heard all that pig. Fuck you, bitch. We ain't doing nothing. We can't do nothing for you or don't do nothing for you and all this fat ass shit. But nah, nigga, nah, you fucking up. Then you wildin', like, your kids gonna see this shit too. You all on live cussing their mama out. Like, she probably a foul bitch, but keep it moving. Like, you ain't got to keep it recorded. Keep it private, at least. You got thousands, million people watching that shit. Like, come on, now, get your shit together. Ain't nothing this nigga's a homeboy, your brother. Like, fam, chill out. Stop recording that shit. Take that shit down. None of that. Like, or chill out. Nothing. Like, even though you are on your property, but it's still like, don't be going live. Way to keep that shit private. They out here laughing at you, motherfucker. Come on, get your shit together, AB. You a Bronco, ain't you? Western Michigan. Or, you know, you're a Chippewa. And he went to Central, didn't he? Yeah, he might be a Chippewa. Knocked down. Yeah, but Adrian, Antonio Brown, he get his shit together. They say AB, speaking of the AB, and shit, they talking about he hit up the little, I don't know how to say, what, the little bitch from Murray and shit. I guess she be out here looking grown. He probably did. He thought she was grown, misunderstanding. His fault. Apologize, kept it moving and shit. Thought the bitch was grown. She out here like she is grown, looking like she grown, but bitch ain't grown and he ain't know. I don't want nothing too serious anyway in the text, but you can't be doing that, fam. You can't do that. You can't do that at all. No, no. That's a no, no. Look at that. Houston took it down to 6 and called their timeout, Portland, but with 6 minutes left, too. Better get on their P's and Q's and this motherfucker. They're going to be sick. And they on the road. It's a good road win. I'm all in my nose. My fault. I'm all here. Needless. Keep losing my train of thought. Low key, that's what I did do. I wonder why I ain't got no 5G. They be tripping. I think they be lying about shit like that. They just put some shit on your phone and say that's what it is. Because I ain't got no motherfucking 5G. I know T-Mobile got 5G too. Like, come on now. I can't wait the next month, dog, because I'm about to start going on motherfucking auditions and shit. I got to, like, I'm bullshitting. Well, I ain't bullshitting. I'm getting shit together. After February, it's on and cracking. It's over with. They gonna be like, you're hired. We want you for the spot. We want you for the role. And I'm gonna be like, okay, thank you. I'll be today. And I'm going to have to be like, I can't work. I got to go shoot a movie or a show, a commercial, something, whatever. But I'm going to do it all. I'm going to do it all. Oh. Tell me what the other morning I'm sitting here. I'll be watching, I don't know, be on YouTube sometimes. YouTube's starting to get to me. I never was on YouTube before, but it's like, I'm on YouTube. I don't be on YouTube, but I have be on YouTube. But don't any other ways and shit. Dane Romaine on YouTube. But I'm sitting there on YouTube before laying in bed on, before I go to work. And somehow I ended up on a Red Fox video. I think I clicked on it, but I don't know what I was watching before that made me click on it. But this motherfucker is funny as fuck. He might be funnier than Eddie Murphy. I watched one of his stand-up or comedy. Yeah, it was a stand-up because it's like one of his little shows. That motherfucker was hilarious. I laughed from beginning to the end. Like, everything he was saying is like funny as fuck. Then it's like he got away with that shit. Where then I ended up looking like more shit about his life. It's like E! True Hollywood Story. Like, that's an interesting man right there. Never paid his taxes. Like, fuck him. Like, fuck him. That's what I say. All the rich people don't pay their taxes. Why should he? They wouldn't penalize him, take his money, take his house and shit, like some bullshit like that. So he be spending money like it ain't shit, like, here, spend it, I'ma get it. Making bread for Sanford and Son, too. It used to be my shit low-key when I was younger. Watch it sometime when it came on, be home from school and it'd be on. Ain't got no choice. Shit took your ass to school. But no, that show was kind of funny, though. Then I watched it with my granddad anyways, too. It was funny. But he was making bank off that bitch. It was crazy, though. Everything he was saying, he couldn't get away with saying none of that shit nowadays. These motherfuckers so sensitive. It's just like, you say anything, one little joke, and it's over for you. Him and Eddie Murphy couldn't be on here at all. Dave Chappelle be doing this thing and shit, but he ain't raw like Eddie Murphy and Red Fox. Eddie Murphy was number one. I think Red Fox might take over. I think Eddie Murphy be funny in movies, shows. I don't fucking stand up. It's funny as fuck. I like Kevin Hart, but he ain't. I like his couple of last stand ups was all right. It ain't like they used to be. But he funny in stand-up, not kind of movies to me. Mike Epps funny. Bernie Mac funny. Dio actually funny, too. Dave Chappelle. Who else? That's a lot. A lot of these motherfuckers are funny, though. Even like the ones I've seen out here in Atlanta, they funny as hell, too. I was looking at some shit just talking about or some story about out in Oakland, how they's kicking family, kicking single mothers out, single parent mother out of houses as empty and they in it just like living in there and they want them to vacate like a day or whatever close, or if not, they gonna send forfeit. And I'm like, how do that even sound? Like, the house is not being used. The mother's in there living with her kids, and that's a problem. Then Oakland is like number six on the most expensive city to live in. So some family that can't live in it, that can't afford a housing. Because they say that it's out there, the housing, what is it called? Mothers for Housing. Is eviction defense for mother housing after a group of homeless mother occupying a vacant property in West Oakland has given court order last Friday to leave the house within 5 days. Roughly 20 individual arrests, block, entry 70 to 80 supporters surround. I like to protest just to not evict somebody from living in there, and they not even doing shit with the house. Like, y'all tripping for real. You know, they're out there in military gear. Like, come on, what y'all doing? Arresting mothers, busting in the house with the kids in there. And y'all want people to look at the police different or the government different, but y'all all doing wild, shady shit like that. That's crazy. Then they say across the bridge over there in San Francisco, and that's like the, I think number two richest city or expensive city to live in. It's like, damn, where can you go? This what you thought called home, city. But they out there wilding out there in Oakland. Single mothers got my heart, too, because of my mother. But, and that's sad for them to even go through that. And even stupid for them to even have to go through that because of government. Want to dictate and control some shit. Like, come on now. That ain't even a good look. That's a bad look. For real. It's kind of like a little bad jump to the next story or a little topic, but R. Kelly's little girlfriend's got in a fight. I don't even like promoting fights and shit, but I seen the video and shit. And one bitch jumped on, I don't know who was who, but one little bitch jumped on her and shit, for real. I think one of them's on live too. Like, she claims she ain't get touched at first. I did hear that on rumor report, but and then, truth be told, then I finally see the video and everybody was like, truth be told, yeah, a girl put all hands and feet on her. Like, it was something serious. Like, but I heard it was staged. Like, they planned it. But one of them back at home with their family finally. Just like they took some pictures and shit. I seen one of the little tweets on my, y'all been run away. Been running. Hold on, I can't even see my phone. My phone dirty as hell. Y'all child been on the run with the rapist y'all gave to her. Or y'all gave her to. And the first thing y'all do 3 hours after she get home, have People Magazine photo shoot? ? That is kind of suspect. Kind of questionable. Like, what's up with the pictures? Then it's like 3 days, y'all ain't seen her. Or 3 hours. I thought it was probably longer than that. Either way, whatever the time, it was like, fuck all that camera shit. We got to spend time. Like, we miss you. Like, we loved you. Like, but y'all did introduce her and kept around, let her kick it with her and shit, take her over there. Because they was like ones on that Survivor and R. Kelly. And then it's like, you got to put the parents at blame, too, for that R. Kelly nigga, too. Because him and his brother is a bitch. I'm going to say that on every time I hear her talk about her. His brother is a bitch. Back then and now. Anybody that hung out with him back then. And them parents is foul too, but I ain't even talking about that. But yeah. Motherfucking R. Kelly. I still listen to the nigga music. Make some good music. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm gonna keep. Continue. To listen to it. Top 10 players of all time according to Bleacher Report. Jordan number 1. Bron number 2. Kareem number 3. Magic number 4. Bird number 5. Shaq number 6. 7 Duncan. Tim Duncan. 8, Bill Russell. 9, Wilt Chamberlain. 10, Steph Curry. They tripping, right? That's where the pause came from, because they tripping, right? I ain't hear Kobe. I ain't see Kobe. Now let me see. Jordan Brown, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Chuck Duncan, Russell Wilt, Curry. No, I ain't here, Bryant. They tripping. Like, take Curry the fuck up out of that list now and put Kobe on there. Curry got 2 rings with help. Durant. Them other 3 was like built and they took that shit. Like, I can't. They took that shit, but it's like, Curry a good player, but come on, he ain't no top 10 all time player all time. They tripping, ain't they? Like, they ain't tripping. Not for this. If I was just going off rings, Russell and Wilt got to be number one too. But or stats, I put Russell number 1 because of rings and Wilt number 2 because of the shit that motherfucker was doing. He ain't got no class with his shit back in the day. Then he was out fucking. That's why he was out there scoring like that, because he was fucking too much. He had too much energy. I don't think motherfucker had too much energy. That's what he had. Can ball out there and go fuck a whole bunch of bitches. Still ain't got no A's. Man, lived the life, played in the NBA and fucked any bitch he wanted. But y'all already know, LeBron over Jordan all day for me. Yeah, I don't give a fuck really about nobody else's opinion, but what's his face? Gotta go number 1. LeBron is best player ever to me. So then I was like, everything else for Kareem. Yeah. Magic. I'd be on the court like I'm Magic without the A's. A's, LB's, you know. But it's just like, I'm nice with the pass like Magic. Big man pass. Shaq. Tim Duncan. I mean, he got 5 rings like Kobe. A few MVPs. Timmy D be balling. He be balling. But I'll probably put him number 9, though. Before Wilton. Or after Wilton. Or Russell. But he'd probably be number 10 then, since Kobe would be on there. Or no, I'll put him before Kobe because Duncan do got more stuff than him. But I don't know. That's tough. But Kobe has Shaq. But Kobe got more after Shaq. And probably Oscar Robertson used to be balling too. But if anybody else gonna go in that bitch, probably Westbrook or Melo. Top 10 all time? No. I forgot about Isaiah Thomas, Zeke, Jody. I was watching the Chauncey video the other day. Chauncey used to get busy. Mr. Big Shot Billups, Chauncey used to get busy. Like, I appreciate his game more. It's just like, damn, my man used to get people to work easy and hit them shots clean, easy, smooth shot. Just watching the game, you knew them bitches was whack because he missed the big time, missed the big shot. I think I went to his retirement show, or yeah, I went to his. I went to another one, another playoffs thing. Rip. Then I went down. Did I go to Ben Wallace? I don't know, but Chauncey, boy. Then they showed the best block ever, Tayshaun Prince, blocking Reggie Miller off the backboard. And he the original chase down king before LeBron. But, yeah. Chauncey used to get busy for real. Boy, he's nice with this shit. I ain't know he played in Toronto, though. I was watching Kobe get him and T-Mac the business. They was trying to make fun of Young Jock. for driving an Uber, but it's like, nigga in the backseat recording, talking shit like, oh, you must have fell off. I'm like, damn, my nigga, you called him for a ride. It ain't like he said, what up, fam, you need to go somewhere. You hit him up, because you ain't got it. You ain't even on the fall off. So it's like, come on, now, you got to be humble. Ooh, off the backboard for game. Who is that? South Carolina over Kentucky. Ooh, off the backboard three. Gang. Time expiring. But no, then it's like you in the back of this nigga lift talking about he fell off, but you ain't even on the fall off. So it's like you come on down then. You don't even know why he was doing it, so get to know why he doing it before you get to talking trash. Like, low key, it seems like it's easy money if you got a good car and you want to be around people. Then he got like a radio show, so it's like he ain't fall off down here in Atlanta. Then he doing it to show the kid that he mentor in the little group he in, or I don't know what it's like, a little Boy Scout or something like that. Show him that working at a regular 9-to-5, you can get shit done. It ain't too big to work a job like that. Jock doing it. And they trying to talk shit about him. But I see people big upping him up too. Big Snoop. Uncle Snoop, my fault. But it's like, come on, man. Let that black man be. Even if he did fall off, he trying to make an honest living. Ooh, he trying to kill his career. Give me that. Okay, McGee with the block. McGee be out here looking crazy with that little hair. Ooh, ankles. Three. Oh, Lakers losing. And they ass whooped, too. Who hit that three, though? That boy Luka, nice. And he ain't even 21 yet. That boy Luka is nice. He makes shit look easy. If he ball like this for the rest of his career, you got to put him up there. Top five. Got to if he keep balling like this and he only 20. So, I mean, he only going to get better. And that's a scary thing because he already good as fuck. Ooh, at the buzzer. End of the quarter. Three. Another triple-double. Easy. 22, 13, and 15. With 8 minutes to go. Dallas going to get them a couple of championships with their squad they get, I feel like. Cause I feel like Dallas going to get better for sure. Because, like, you got Porzingis, he be balling when he got to. Then it's like he number two because Luka be out there doing his thing. So Dallas going to be, I think Dallas going to win a few championships. And it's like Mark Cuban always keep them foreign guys over there. Team be foreign. That's how Popovich be winning with them foreign squads. Oh, give me that. Ben Simmons need to ball out this year. I should actually like him. I don't know if I could be tall. He about to get better too, Allen from Brooklyn. I didn't even know Kyrie was back. I think I did see a highlight the other day when Kyrie was playing, but I was watching a little at work before I came back to the house and finished it. But that boy Kyrie nice, but Brooklyn, every team seemed like he ain't number two, really. He ain't number 1B. And them teams don't be doing good, as good as they should be with him. But if he got that 1B, A, like LeBron, then KD next year, then Kyrie look like the best motherfucking player ever. I feel like he dribbling too much. Next, 3-game losing streak on road game. Yeah, see, you supposed to be that superstar. You're supposed to be winning. Motherfucker, swear they don't be fucking with him, though. Just like Kyrie, this motherfucker, he, you know, team player, not a good one. He probably be trying to be like Brian and that bitch. Like, nigga, you ain't Brian. Chill out. Be you. That ain't you. Then chill out. Dummy and this bitch tripping. You sad tripping, motherfucker? Man. He look like he only fuck white bitches. I don't know why I've been saying bitches so much on this episode, but bitches, 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 bitches. Michigan, they trying to become the 14th state to have the third gender option put on an ID. So instead of putting male, female, you can put X. I guess I feel like the transgenders. And it's like be too embarrassed to put like IDs out and show them because they something that's not on an ID. But I ain't even know that motherfucker. I ain't even know. That was an option before, but 13 other states already got it. I ain't know that at all. That was shocking right there. That was like breaking news. But yeah, Michigan trying to be the 14th state. I see Michigan about to be a free state. I done left at the wrong time and shit. Now you can sell weed. Do everything with that and shit. They doing some shit, but they still need some improve on a lot of stuff. But I don't know. I ain't never paid attention to nobody IDs. For real. I really just want to see the pictures on people just to see how they take their pictures. I always smile on my pictures. Like big dumbass G. My last picture, I was like so irritated at work. Then I had to renew my ID, my tags. So I went to the secretary, say before they closed, I was able to get a new picture. Or it was something. I need my new ID inspired. I had to go get it. I don't know. It was something. But I had to go get a new ID, and they let me get a, it must have inspired. But they let me take a new picture. I'm like, can I take a new picture? They said, yes, because it was the one from like 18 or 21. And it's like 2 years ago. Man, I'm happy as hell, made my whole day better because I pulled up to the gas station mad as hell. Then it's February, so it's snow, cold. Just got off work, so I'm all negatives right there. And I worked in the cold, freezing cold. But I pulled up to the gas station, called Secretary Stacy. They were still open. They said, yeah. I'm like, okay, that's all I need. Bet I'm on my way. Go down the street. Get to the secretary, stay like, now can I change my picture? They say, yeah, you can. Get up there, change my whole mood, happy as fuck now. Ear to ear in that motherfucker. Gee. But they played me. They played me on the picture when they show you. I mean, like, is this okay? Good picture? I took a couple of them, too. I said, yeah. She said, okay, good, because you weren't getting no more pictures anyways. I said, yeah, all right. You would have been out there angled in this motherfucker. But, I can't wait till this nigga Zion come back. Like, kind of, he was averaging 23.3 in the preseason. Well, he only played 1.5. Last tied fourth behind LeBron, Curry. Yeah, banging out there. Man, I hope he stay healthy and have a long career. Damn, what was I talking about? Shit, I was trying to figure it out, but damn, I forgot what I was talking about. That's the high shit for real. I'm high as hell, boy. I'm trying to tell you. And I know I ain't get to my point. I'm gonna be sick. So I'm gonna be like, damn, I fucked up on that. They say a 25-year-old black woman died after waiting 2 hours in the ER. after complaining about chest pains and shortness of breath, x-ray showed that there was nothing. But she had an enlarged heart and she died waiting. We spent all this money on military, billions and trillions. But the hospitals ain't worth shit and can't even get free healthcare around this motherfucker and get seen or have enough doctors. I mean, I guess that's, I don't know what's that from, but I don't know what the case was. Or I do kind of forget it, but it's just like, ain't no way we should be waiting or even have to worry. Or it was something with her medical switching insurance or something like that, I think it was. But it's like, damn, we got to do all that just to get seen. Come on, like, then fuck up our credits just to live in this motherfucker. We already got to pay. Now we got to pay to see the doctor, pay to live, pay to eat, pay to live on this motherfucking stolen property and shit. But I'm supposed to break bread. Everybody else got free insurance. That's the least we can get. Can't do nothing else. That's wild. 2 hours, 25. Youngin, ain't even lived yet. That's your Skywatcher. Just another angel for somebody, but my mouth's dry as fuck. I still can't remember what I was just talking about, and that's crazy. That's wild, wild. Will Smith talking about Wild Wild West. He's like one of his bad movies. Wild Wild West is my movie. That's my movie. Like, it was on the other day, but I was about to watch it, but I was watching. Actually, I was watching it. I think I watched something else instead because one of the games was on, probably. But I fuck with the Wild Wild West. That's my shit. I ain't gonna hold you. Look. 4 things you can recover in life. You can't recover in life. Words after they said. Moments after they miss. Actions after they done. Time after it's gone. Choose to be careful with what you say, what you do, and what you let pass by. You may not get the second chance. But I ain't talking about too much or nothing. Y'all, I'm going to let y'all have your morning, night, day, whatever the case may be. Y'all stay up like a layup, smile, make a difference. Tell everybody y'all heard King Dame. Or Dame Romaine, I mean. I'm sorry. Dame Romaine. Tell everybody y'all heard that motherfucker. Damn, y'all. Yeah, I heard Dame Romaine. He was out there. Yeah, y'all heard me, motherfuckers. But y'all stay up like a layup and smile and make a difference.